In our previous year, we began a discussion if Kivrei Akum, that Rabbi Noah marked off the Kfarim of Avram Avinu, of Gamaras Machpela, where Adam Arishan and Avram Avinu and all the others lived and were buried. And we had a discussion about Kivrei Akum not being Metamei. There's a Vachloikus Rishonim if Kivrei Tzadikim give off Tumah. Tosfos in Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalad Amar Aleph, Divrei Amaskel Mahu, says that even though we find in the Medrash that Eliyahu Anavi, who is considered a Kohen, was Metamei Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi asked Eliyahu, "Aren't you a Kohen and you may not become Tamei?" And Eliyahu responded, "There is no Tumah about Tzadikim." Says Tosfos that that's not the halacha. That certainly Kivrei Tzadikim are Metamei, and ain't learning them halacha me a medrash. We don't learn halacha from a medrash. And the reason Eliyahu Navi became Tamei to Rabbi Akiva was, and we know, as we say on Musaf Yom Kippur, we say it in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, the Rabbi Akiva were from the Asara Harugei Malchus, and therefore nobody wanted to come close to his body because they were concerned that the government would retaliate, and therefore he was in the category of a Meis Mitzvah, and therefore we know that even though Kohen is now allowed to become Tamei, the Halacha is to a Meis Mitzvah, they are allowed to become Tamei. And there's a raya that the Avnei Nezer brings to this approach that we say that Kivrei Tzadikim are Metamei, because we know that the Pasuk says regarding the parasha of Pesach Sheni, Vehi Anoshim Asher Yutmeim LeNefesh Adam. There were people that were Tamei and they approached Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, says what was their Tumah? They were Tamei because they were the people that carried Aroino Yisho Yosef. So we see that Kivrei Tzadikim are Tamei, and that's why these people who came in contact with the with Aron of Yosef, who was certainly a Tzadik, became Tamei. The Ramban, however, disagrees. He says that the reason that there is Tumas Meis is because of the Chait of the Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, at which time HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed Misa on people. So the Ramban says, Tzadikim who are Nifta Misas Nashika, Tzadikim who are Nifta without Aveiris, don't become Tamei. So it seems from our Gemara, there's a Raya that Kivrei Tzadikim Amatama, because we find in our Gemara the Rabbi Noah had to mark off the Kvarim of Adam and Adam Arishan and Avram Avinu that nobody should come in contact with them, nobody should become Tamei. If Kivrei Tzadikim are not Metamei, why did he need to do so? Particularly, the Inyan Yaakov says that we learned in the Gemara earlier in our Masechta on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph that the Malach HaMavis did not have any power over Avram Avinu, and he was Meis Mises Nashika. And yet, our Gemara is teaching us that they had a mark off his kever. So going back to what we discussed in our previous year, the Yaivitz has a whole different approach to this Gemara. And his approach to this Gemara is that the reason the Kvarim were marked off were the Marsa Machpel, which is anyway so well known, was marked off. Was only that everybody should know that this is where the Aras HaMachpelah is, and people should come daven there. So this Gemara has nothing to do with Tumah, and therefore it wouldn't be a Raya. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Cotton Beis, quotes the Sefer Batei Kohuna, who says that certainly kivrei tzaddikim amatame, and kohanim certainly should not approach any kivrei tzaddikim. And I saw that the Sefer Pas HaShulchan also says that there are kahanim that had a minig that they used to go be mispalel at the kvarim of tzaddikim. They should not do so. And so too is the opinion of the Chochmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I saw from the Divrei Yecheskel in that it says shamakilim b'zeh, people who are lenient and think that kivrei tzaddikim are not metamei, toim heim, they're making an error. For chalila hakel b'satayra, you're not allowed to be mekel. In fact, I saw that when the Sfas Emes was nifter, the Avni Nezer was at the levaya, and they asked him if kahanim may come close to the body of the nifter, because there's no tumah by tzaddikim. And the Avni Nezer said, chas v'sholem. And he said, in fact, that when his father-in-law, the Kotzke Rebbe, was nifter, there were kahanim that wanted to approach the nifter, and at that, the levaya, the Chiddush Arim was at the levaya of the Kotzke, and he started being very agitated and saying, chas v'sholem, under no circumstances may a kohen come close to the body of a nifter, even if the nifter was a great tzaddik. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yichab V'Das, Chelek Dalid, Simen Nun Ches, has a long discussion about this subject, of kahanim coming in contact with being metamei to kivrei tzaddikim. And he says, of course, and he takes an approach, and we'll speak about what he says, that you're not allowed to, the kahanim may not become tamei to even kivrei tzaddikim. He says, he quotes, as we did in our shiur, the different opinions of the Rishonim, the Machlokes Rishonim, if Kivrei Tzaddikim are Metame, Tosfos' opinion is that Kohanim may not become Tame to Kivrei Tzaddikim. The Ramban says that they may, but then he wants to suggest, he quotes the Haflaw that says that even according to the Ramban, that he holds that Kohanim can become Tamei to Kivrei Tzaddikim, that's only B'shas Kfura. And the Raya of is Eliyahu and Rabbi Kiva. The entire Raya that they want to use that Kohanim can become Tamei is the fact that we find that Eliyahu became Tamei by the Kfura of Rabbi Kiva. But that was specifically, says that flaw, B'shas the Kfura. But just that a Kohen should be allowed to come in contact with a kivrei tzaddikim is certainly also. And he quotes many poskim that explain the Ramban that way. But then he quotes the opinion of the Raizik, which we discussed in our previous shiur. In our previous shiur, we quoted the opinion of the Ravid that says that since the Kahanim are Tomei Meis Bizman HaZeh anyway, so there is no Isser Tuma to a Kohen to become Tomei again. The Rambam very much disagrees with the Ravid. So now, where Rav Yosef asks, is perhaps if we combine the opinion of the Ramban that kivrei tzaddikim anam metamei with the opinion of the Ravid that says that bechlal there is no issa tumah on a person who's already tamei, and a kohen is already tamei. Can we use that as a reason to be lenient? So number one, he says that most Rishonim disagree with the Ravid. He quotes a Noida Behuda. In our previous year, we quoted the opinion of Akiva Eger, who says that according to the Ravid, there isn't even an Issa Derabbanan for Kohen to become Tamei if he is already Tamei Meis. Then we said the opinion of the Meches Chinuch and the Chasam Sofer is that there is no Issa Deraisa, but there is Issa Derabbanan. But he quotes a Noida Behuda that says even according to the Ravid, there's an Issa Deraisa for Kohen who's even though he's already Tamei Meis to become Tamei. The only thing that the Ravid is excluding that Kohen from is the Ravid is excluding him from Issa, from getting Malkus. But Tamei, he may not become even Medaraisa. So therefore, we take all of these opinions that we just quoted, that it seems that the Nala become Tamei, the Kohen may not become Tamei, even to Kivrei Tzadikim. There's a further discussion in two places I saw. In the Shaul Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer about Kahanim. And there is a discussion about Kahanim going to the kever of Rachel Imenu. And there's a letter in the Shaul Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tez Zayin Simen Yud Ches, from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal to the Tzitz Eliezer about Kahanim going to the Kever Rachel. And he quotes a number of Mukbalim that said that Kahanim may go to Kever Rachel. And he says so too was his opinion, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, that Kahanim may go to Kever Rachel. Rev, the Tzitz Eliezer, in response to this, says that he appreciates Rav Mordechai Eliyahu notifying him of this minig, but he remembers that the halacha is that Kahanim are not allowed to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, which would include the kever of Rachel Imenu. And he says so as he does in his tshuva, in Shaul's tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Simen Chelik Tezvav, Simen Samaches, quotes many of the Paiskim that we quoted, and he even quotes that it was the opinion of Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, who said very explicitly that there was an Isser for Kahanim under any circumstances to go into the kever of Rachel Amenu, and so too he quotes at length from different Sfarim that not to go into the kever of Rachel Amenu, or the Sfarim did. He says very interestingly that there is a kippah, there's a dome over the kever of Rachel Amenu, and he wants to suggest that the reason that dome was made was that the tumah should be able to go up. But he says to conclude, we move on. There is no one person that can make a decision about this shayla. The decision regarding this shayla, only if all the gedolei ador will get together, and after they make a unanimous decision, can the halacha be established? Until then, a kohen should not enter kever rochel.